I'm reading now Luke 2, beginning with verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now somebody says, gracious, were they taxing America in those days? No, my friend, but it says all the world. But the interesting word that is used here is the Greek word oikoumene. It means inhabited earth, and it means the civilized world of that day. And you know, we weren't civilized in those days. Most of us had ancestors in Northern Europe, and they weren't even included in this, although Caesar Augustus would love to have taxed everybody if he could have got to them, and he would have. Now, who is this man, Caesar Augustus? Well, he was an adopted son of Julius Caesar. His name, actually, was Octavius, and he took the name Caesar. I think he had a right to it, and it was a name that was sort of like the name Cadillac. It had prestige, and he took that name. Now, Augustus was not a name at all, but a title. When the Senate submitted to him certain titles, one, by the way, was king, and another emperor, and another was dictator, and he didn't like that term. But he took the name or the title of Augustus. Now, you'll notice that Augustus has a religious significance with it. He attempted to deify himself and make himself God. And here is a man, and I think this is remarkable, and Dr. Luke didn't say this accidentally. Caesar Augustus, he signed the tax bill, and he said the whole world in that day must be taxed. And he said that this is the thing that's got to take place. I need money to raise my army and keep my army in the field. I need money to live in luxury. And so he made this decree that the world should be taxed.